two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Utes at 50 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hey, the Utes at 50 update on The Zone Sports Network. Coach Witt's going to talk about, the differences between UCLA and Oregon State running the football, because they're going to try to run it this weekend.
It's a little more diverse. Oregon State just hammers you with the zone and the stretch, and they do it over and over, and they do it as good as anybody in the country. Their blocking combinations, their footwork with their O-line, their aiming points, how they get up to the next level. I mean, they're as good as there is in the country at that. UCLA has got some similarities in the run game, but a little more. They'll give you a few more looks than what Oregon State will.
All right, Utes at 50 brought to you by Built Bar. Whether it's double chocolate or peanut butter, chocolate brownie, or cherry Barcia, yes, that's right, folks. Or the old salted caramel. Enjoy a Built Bar, 100% real chocolate, 100% real delicious. Order yours today at Built.com and save 10% off your order using the promo code ZONE at checkout. That's Built Bar.
Tight.
The best college football coverage in Utah is right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Let's go! Hurry up!
Bronco Mendenhall makes his return to Provo as the Cougars battle the Virginia Cavaliers and their former head coach this Saturday at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Tight.
You're listening to Unrivaled with Alex Curry and Scott Mitchell on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It is Unrivaled right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell in front of me here. Great to be in studio. First time in The Zone studios here at Vivint Smart Home Arena. A half a football field walk across the street from the from KSL Broadcast House. Scott, it was a rough commute today. So, this time of the day, of course, we bring you the market update. That market update brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Now, anybody can be a day trader. Visit TryDayTrading.com. Dow ending today up 64 points. S&P 500 up 21. And the NASDAQ up 136. There's your market update here for you. Scott, I've got a little bit of a gripe here for you. First of all, Zach Wilson... Don't worry, everybody. It's exactly like you thought it was. It's the PCL. Okay,
oh,
of all
the CLs,
of all the CLs, I think the PCL is the one you want to injure.
MCL is
a good one too.
Yeah,
that's also a really good one to injure.
ACL bad.
The ACL's bad.
ACL's really bad.
So I think they said that he's out 2 to 4 weeks. Is that what they?
That's
okay.
That's good to hear.
Any of you orthos out there, send us what the PCL stands for. I mean, posterior cruciate ligament, something along those lines.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I just
all
I know
is it's in the posterior.
All the CLs that there are out there, but the worst is when they go, oh yeah, he got all of them. Yeah, yeah, they're all gone. They're all gone.
And then there's the meniscus.
But they say, that's right.
That's the donut in the middle.
Yeah, that's a really bad one.
It kind of gives you a little cushion.
So here's my gripe this week. This weekend, Tom Brady, of course, throws his 600th touchdown of his career. An insane number, by the way. Just think about it. 20 years throwing 30 touchdowns a year. That's how you got to get there. See, that's the math there, Scott. So to be able to get to that number, that's the new math the kids do. Yeah. So I was just thinking about how wild it is for him to get to 600. I wonder if people are ever going to get to that level after Tom Brady. It's impossible to say no because, you know, somebody always comes in and breaks other records. But 600 touchdowns. Now, he threw three of those touchdowns yesterday to Mike Evans. And Mike Evans has a thing. And I love this thing. He runs over to the crowd. And a person who's wearing that number 13 jersey, he seeks them out.
See, I thought you got fined if you threw a ball in the fan.
No, stands. So I think that
they can run out of footballs with stuff like that.
Come on, man, these guys.
They only have 24 for a game.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, there's only 24.
I bet they've upped it nowadays.
Why would they upped it?
What they should do is have those umpire. Yeah, why'd they upped it? The referee should be like baseball umpires. One hits the ground, they go, I want a new one.
Throw me a new one. It makes you feel like the ball is so invaluable and meaningless. The ball is everything. Like you have to protect the football.
Yeah, the Duke is a nice ball too, and they've worked on that thing. And Tom Brady specifically has tuned that ball up to exactly how he wants it, and he threw his 600th touchdown. So Mike Evans throws
in
the crowd.
How many of those touchdowns do you think were on underinflated footballs?
That's the valuable football. You have to take away 274 of these because they were with the previously used deflated football.
Yeah, so if you take 274 away from 600, how many seasons do you have to get to that number?
That's a Jet fan mentality too. That's like Jet fans will go, but he's only got he actually only threw probably 305 real touchdowns.
Right.
We saw on ESPN today they were talking about whether or not
it should count.
Oh, should it count? It was against the Bears.
Right.
And that was a real discussion point. That being said, the fan who caught it, because Mike Evans gets so charitable in giving those footballs out, handing out that football is a pricey situation because that's Tom Brady's 600th touchdown. Experts put the value on that football at about $500,000.
Really?
Yes, already.
600.
It's an amazing deal. Now, he agreed to give the football back, and so they made a trade for all the stuff, right? And so they let him come in, they give a bunch of things, they put a trade on there. So the 600th football goes to this guy. They have a picture of him, and he gets a different game ball, fine. $1,000 gift card to the team store. The promise of a helmet and a couple of jerseys, something nice in return per Tom Brady, and a date with Giselle.
Oh yeah,
no, I threw that was that last no. one was that yeah. last one's fake. So, but
I think Tom would let his wife go on a date for the 600 football.
Let me just say something.
I really do. I think he'd let her go.
Yeah, he would. Yeah,
for that
for sure.
580, maybe 500. No.
What I was gonna say is that
maybe you could take a picture with Giselle for 500.
This
but 600, you're going on a date.
This guy. First of all, was like, what are you going to give me? It's not your dang football. Just because Mike Evans threw it.
It's the guy's football.
No, listen.
Mike Evans didn't know it was a 600
football. He should have done
the
right thing and just said, this is your football here, Tom Brady.
No, they negotiate.
And if they gave you something, then fine. You're saying you should negotiate.
Well, absolutely you should negotiate. And they should give someone actually something significant. And I'll tell you what they should give him.
What is it?
I have the perfect thing. And this really is the perfect thing. They should actually give the guy lifetime tickets. Give the guy two tickets for life to Bucks games.
So two season tickets.
Two season tickets for life.
Now that's nice.
I know.
That's nice.
Yeah,
I think that's a nice thing. Look,
and he should have football, you
just give Tom Brady a 600th touchdown.
Just
boom.
give him the touchdown. Give him the ball, but you get two tickets for life, and you get a T-shirt that says, I got the 600th football.
And all I got was this stupid T-shirt.
And all I got were these stupid T-shirt.
All right. Well, yeah. I was thinking that this guy didn't need to get all this stuff. It's not like he threw the touchdown. He was just the recipient of a ball.
See,
in the
baseball
stands.
Is like that. Baseball, they'll give back the home run.
Rookie hits a home run. They'll go over, hey, man, can I have that ball? It's a rookie home run. And sometimes they say no, but they'll bring a bat out to him or whatever, make the trade. I'm okay with the trade. All right.
I think you got to work Giselle in there somehow.
Yeah, Giselle needs to be a part of the deal. Yeah.
For 600.
Can I just chat with her about
could I get her phone number? We just text
her skincare routine or something. Like that's all I need to talk about. All right,
your skincare.
Well, because you don't want to be too weird with her.
Would be weird to ask her her skincare. That would be like,
oh my goodness.
What's your secret?
Okay.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.